One of the interesting things about that, we needed to raise $250,000, which was quite a bit of money back then in the 60s. And so Henry said, well, how are we going to do that? And
I Henry.
Said, Henry Bellman. He was in the governor's mansion then. He said, how do you think we can do that? And I said, well, if you'd give a party for 10 guys, I'll tell you the names we ought to get, and they'll come if you invite them to the mansion. And then I'll ask each one of them for $25,000. We'll get it that way. He said, well, okay, give me the names and we'll do it. So I gave him the names, and gosh, I wish I could think of this one guy's name, but I can't. But the head of the public utility company in Oklahoma City, which was a huge company, much bigger than Oklahoma Natural Gas, and all these top people, most of them Oklahoma City, a couple of them from Tulsa. Boots and Dean, obviously, were both there. And the biggest banker in Oklahoma City was Chuck Vose. He was a real big shot and thought he was, too. So he was the only one of the 10 that turned down the invitation. Everybody else agreed to come. So I went over to the city early and went down to the bank to see Chuck Vose. So I got in to see him, and I said, Mr. Vose, I thought maybe you'd be out of town or something since you turned down the invitation of the governor to come to his mansion. No, hell no, I wasn't out of town, he said. I just didn't want to come. I said, why not? And he said, well, because we don't have any of the state funds. And he said, unless I get some state funds from him, I'm not going to go to any damn party he has that I know wants to raise money. I said, well, I'll tell him that. Tell who that? I said, the 11 guys that are going to be there and the governor. He said, you can't do that. I said, well, yeah, I can do it. I said, you just told me, and I'll just tell him what you told me. Okay, how much do you need? I said, 50,000. He said, 50,000? I said, if you don't want to come, it's all right. Okay, I'll give you the 50,000.
And the others gave 25.
25.
And what was the 250,000 for?
To build an exhibit.
For the New York.
Area. The guy that was head of public service, when I told him, I said, you know, the only guy that can't be here tonight is Chuck Vose. I went by to see Chuck Vose, and he's agreed to give 50,000. And I'm only asking you all for 25. And this guy said, if that guy gives 50, we'll all give 25. And within 3 minutes, every one of them gave 25. So they all gave it. We got it for every one of them. Had the 25 extra.
And then you were able to do the New York World's
yeah.
Fair, and then you did a park there.
Yeah. The governor wanted this fabulous thing that was way too costly, and there was no way we could do it. We decided to just take the whole acre and make it a outlined Oklahoma. Then with all the lakes we'd built. Then we had these little mechanical figures 6 inches high, fishing and boating and skiing and stuff all over these lakes. That's all we had. Then around it, of course, we had a lot of grounds. We put benches and places to sit. But people were astonished to see Oklahoma had so much water. And there's no place to sit down at a World's Fair. We had a New Yorker cartoon that said, honey, isn't this wonderful that Oklahoma's given us a place to sit? So we got a lot of attention for that.
And that was what year?
64 and 65.
World's Fair.